This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In circumstances it can. I think in this circumstance, I think it's, it's very black and white and obvious, more so than I would like, just to the players, of the things that we've worked on, the way we've looked, our technique and fundamentals, and how they're lacking in the game. So, there's week one, regardless. You're either crowned or shunned. And that's something that, I think we have in our own control, the observation of how things play out. If you take your, I think quite honestly, the way we lost probably is an overall better way to learn an absolute lesson that never changes. If you ever let the game be bigger, or the desire for achievement to be bigger than the nuts and bolts of execution, and not dropping people in protection, not overrunning tackles, these things, you're going to have those results. But I think the biggest thing is that our captains, I think understand, they could feel it during the game, and I'm very motivated to get together with the team, watch the tape, and keep it real and get ready for our next opponent, home game against the New England Patriots, because they're not going to feel sorry for us in the least, nor should they.
Tell me how you feel about it now, child.
All right, Dad.
That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again.
Daddy made me love the dolphins. I'm sorry that he does such a thing. But it's my lot to love the dolphins.
Just don't expect no rain. No, we don't now. Turn it up, turn it up. There we go.
So many times I've asked myself why. But it's my lot to love the dolphins. Although they make me cry.
Actually, piss me off, too. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. I want to thank my brother-in-law and my nephew, Jamie and Zach, for putting this together many, many years ago. It's been with us, and since that time, we We've had a lot of stinker games and a lot of stinker seasons that can't. What happened to the history that was built up here? What happened to putting that uniform on and pride? And what happened to that stuff? Coach can't wait to meet with the captains.
Yeah, you want to dissect that soundbite?
How about the coach can't wait to meet with the other coaches and put a little urgency on this thing and get some things figured out here? Should your opener, with all the time and prep, now you got an extra week to get ready for your first opponent. You have a bye week in there to get your best game plan together. Now, I didn't expect this was going to be perfect football. I get it. A lot of guys didn't play a lot of preseason. They're going to be a little sloppy on the tackling. But getting a playoff on time, you have to call timeouts. 12 guys hanging out in the huddle. One guy sprints out, runs by the official and goes, I got to call this one on you, man. It was bad. A lot of things Mike talked about. And just some of that stuff, you've been together too long. Not good. I don't know, man. There needs to be a little urgency, a little fear. And I get it. Contracts now, they're all guaranteed and all that stuff. And things are comfortable. If you don't like me here, somebody else would take me and, you know, I can play for them. And it's a lot of bad things, though. I tell you, I haven't mentioned this much, but the line of scrimmage getting their ass kicked on both sides was a little concerning. And I know you lost right off the bat, James Daniels. He didn't make it long, and he's down. I don't know how bad it is. A guy, your top free agent, you got from Pittsburgh. Austin Jackson, I guess, toe went out late in the game, and so you had a couple backups in there. And I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. But line of scrimmage, and by the way, the front seven defensively, we love those guys. Thought it was going to be real good. And they got blocked pretty good. Those guys got after him yesterday. So a lot of just bad numbers. There's some numbers that if you didn't see the game and you called on a vacation from somewhere just to get an update on your nice vacation, and I go, it was pretty bad. There were some real bad numbers in the history book. 43 yards in the first half. That hasn't happened since 1991. How about scoring on all seven drives in the game? The Colts scored on all seven drives.
It's been a minute since that's happened.
When that happened?
77.
Whew. Damn, Woody.
Yeah. A long time ago.
A long time ago.
You know what, by the way, and I just want to just touch on it. Like, people are, you know, it's one game. There is that it's one game crowd, and that's usually you after these things.
Well,
and
Woody, what? Woody,
it
but
is
what?
One game.
Okay.
But with that being said, and I think Omar, you know, come on later, he said.
I don't care what anybody says. I want to know what you're going to say. Okay.
I actually thought the Dolphins were going to go in there and play an inspired brand of football. I thought they had a good chance to win that game. I thought you had Mike McDaniel, who knows he's on the hot seat. He was going to come up with something on the offensive side of the ball, right? That's what he is. He's an offensive coach, right? I thought with all those months you had to prepare for a defense that was terrible last year, you were going to come up with something, and you get shut out essentially. You get your touchdown late in the game. I mean, you essentially got shut out in that game.
Wait, what?
But,
what?
Joe, the more concerning and the most concerning
thing
to me.
Well, I thought that was it. Go ahead.
No, I have more problems.
Okay.
The team just looked lifeless, like they just are not responding to what's going on around them.
I agree. And by the way, that's
like
a good point.
That
Woody,
is the most concerning
Woody,
thing of
Woody,
it all.
If I was the head coach, I'd be concerned about how my guys as being
– But they don't
as being their,
to him
being
anymore,
their buddy
though.
Is working.
They just don't respond to him, right? Like they're not playing an inspired brand of football. And I don't want to hear about the Colts owner died, so they were more motivated or whatever. We talked about that on Friday. Like, I don't hear any of that stuff.
I don't either.
It has nothing to do with anything. The Dolphins have been getting ragged
on. By the way, that owner passing away and Peyton Manning and those guys being there had nothing to do with the ass-whooping we took. Had nothing to do with the ass-whooping we took.
And if they lost the game, they lost the game. But, like, if you went out fighting, if it looked like, you know, something to build off of, all right, fine. It is what it is. But my God, man, you did nothing well in that game. Not a single thing.
No, you really didn't. Not one thing. No, you're right. There's not one area where you go, well, hey, we didn't play well here, but man, did we make up for it here that we can build on that. No, he literally's got to go and meet with this whole thing. And by the way, a lot of veteran guys didn't play well. I give the young guys and all these guys that played, the young guys a bit of a scholarship, man, getting their feet wet, and they're going to have to play and they'll get better. But some of the veterans that have been around, not knowing who to block, I just wish there was more pride when guys put that uniform on.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I just wish there was more pride overall for guys. And I know guys wear three or four jerseys now. It's a lot different than, you know, but you just, I hear those guys go to Pittsburgh and they go, man, you know what? This jersey, this Steeler jersey means something. And people don't do that with us anymore. We're no longer, that's not us. They don't feel that way.
The team, sadly, has taken on the personality of their coach. They are a laid-back, you know, easygoing, friendly team.
They're
right? They have taken the personality of their head coach,
unfortunately. I got to tell you, man, they are not teammates. And if he's going to think they're all teammates and they're all going to hang out and look at, man, you're the head coach. By the way, there's a difference, and I said this earlier in the show, coordinators are not the head coach. Coordinators, I got nothing against Frank and Anthony, and they, by the way, they're in a situation, hey, coach, we're going to practice hard today, guys. Coach wants to get after this, and he's right. But you don't have to make final say. You can always throw it. The coach has got to take some of the bad guy hit. He does. He's got to go, hey, this thing is not acceptable. And not worry about guys being mad or saying, you know, they're mad at him or something, or they're pouting. Like, it's, hey,
maybe
I get why guys come here. I'd love to play for this too. I'd love to.
Maybe those guys were all right, and it's like you can't run an NFL team like this. You can't let the stuff go. You can't be buddies with everyone, right? The being late stuff, talk about it, joke about it. It's like maybe that stuff is serious. Maybe you do have a severe culture problem with that franchise.
Well,
it just didn't look like anyone cared.
You know another weird one? You know another weird one for me? You got six captains, and none of them were captains for the game. They don't go out. It's a different group. I was like, so it's 6 + 3, I guess.
Tired of hearing about captains, too.
Yeah. No, captains are, yeah, captains are. Listen, man, captains all got to go out and play their ass off. That's what we need captains to do. And if they see somebody, look, this thing about, like, today, like, I'm going to be checking. We got that Tua thing. Tua's going to be, we're going to be checking to see who stays around. Was that Tua that said that? I'm going to be checking to see who stays around.
You're talking about the after practice
thing? Yeah.
Oh, that from, like, a week ago? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, man. First of all, you got to worry about yourself. You got your own stuff. Now, you want to worry about your blocking schemes and spend a little extra time with your guys and make sure they block the right guy so you don't get hit in the back on a free blitzer that doesn't pick it up when it should be picked up, or when you can't, you get rid of the ball quickly on a blitz breakoff.
That was ugly. That hit he took in the back.
Ooh.
I thought for sure.
I thought that one.
I thought that ball was going to fly in.
That is the one free shot that the league cannot get rid of. Like, right? That's the one. Hit the guy full speed. You know, like the guy, you're at a stoplight, and the guy just smacks you from behind, and the old neck goes back.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to put flags on the guy.
No. Flag football is taken off, though. All right, we've got more stuff to get to.
By the way, his interceptions, I mean, he went all in on those, man. Those were as bad throws as you'll see.
They were bad.
They were pathetic.
And he missed some throws and was late on the sidelines on some throws. Yeah, there's no question Tua did not play well, man.
Like, Joe, how, though, do you get guys like Waddle, Tyreek Hill open down the field if you can't move? He is just so unathletic that, like, you can't extend a play. You just can't extend a play.
He needs everything around him to be really clean in the pocket with time.
Well, that's,
and it's just not going to happen. Yeah, and by the way, it's not happening in too many cities right now. If you watch,
no.
Guys are running, getting out of the pocket, and then the real special ones keep plays alive, right? Like Mahomes flipping the ball or
Josh
Allen or
last night,
and both those guys last night.
By the way, Josh Allen is throwing a complete trash, and he still finds a way.
I don't know. Did you have to throw trash in here today? What's wrong with you?
They're not good receivers, though. But
man, trash. Win a lot of games for trash.
I know, the Dolphins just have good receivers, and they can't find a way to give them the ball.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm starting to wonder. You know, they kind of dropped both of them last year. Not a great start, and both of them just get banged up a lot off the field.
Like every time he touches the ball, right?
Yeah. All right, listen, now I really got to go here, Woody. I know. Just keep your thoughts
to
yourself.
Things are going well this morning, huh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not this bad. No, absolutely not. Look, I know it's tough to open on the road in the NFL. It's always hard to do. But you got to go in there and compete. And they didn't even compete. It wasn't even close. Tua was terrible. I mean, the offensive line wasn't good. He kept getting hit. He turned the ball over. And defensively, they made Daniel Jones look like he was Peyton Manning in a Colts uniform. And it's a bad combination. And they have major problems. Let's be real. You have the discipline problems from a year ago. They tried to be tougher this year. New coach. Look, ultimately, it falls back on the head coach. Mike McDaniel went in there. He was loosey-goosey. He cared more about playing music at the practices, and somebody has a good practice, they can play their music. Whoa, you wear the orange jersey. Give me a break.
You hate that orange jersey.
I hate the whole idea of lack of discipline. Remember at the end of last season, he said, I find these guys, but they still were late. Well, that's on you. It's a reflection of you. So the problem is Mike McDaniel. And I think Mike McDaniel's seat just got really, really hot.
All right, welcome back. And my phone is blowing up here.
How's that going?
Oh, I've heard from a lot of former coaches this morning.
They're not fired up, are they?
Oh, former coaches coaching other places. Boy, I'll tell you what, one guy that got a little payback. Lou Anarumo, Sweet Lou, we like to call him, defensive coordinator for the Colts. Boy, he put together a game plan. How's that for the 29th defense a year ago? Lou comes in from Cincinnati and dials it up, man. And this was no, like, I'm reading their stuff up there, and they're going, yeah, Lou, whatever he lacks on the defense and talent, he's going to get creative, and he is going to get after Tua. He was not going to rush three guys and let Tua stand back there and play 7-on-7. It was not going to happen. And sure enough, hit him, took some big hits. Tua took some big, big hits.
He smashed his head on one of those pretty good.
He did, and he got hit square in the back on another. He
held up well.
Well, he didn't get hurt. And, you know, as soon as you go down.
It's funny about Lou, it's almost like he had a long time to prepare for this game, to come up with a game plan. It's weird.
Hey, man, they out-coached us.
Yes, they did, Joe.
They outplayed us. We got a ton of coaches. The ones I know, really good guys, the ones that talk to me, obviously, that, you know, like to talk about everything going on and football and ask about college stuff, and that, you know, normal guys are, Hank, good, always good mood, get it. But it was bad. It was bad on both sides. I had to say the first part before, just everything. Energy. And by the way, no matter what anybody says, doesn't fall back to the six captains. Doesn't fall back to your best players. Yeah, I mean, they all got to play better, yes. And the two wide receivers paying $1 zillion, two of the highest paid wide receiver combination we have in the game. Not enough. But it falls back on the head coach, who also calls the offensive plays. He's in charge. There ain't no we in GM, and there ain't no we in head coach. Me.
Right. What was the message to – I assume they have to talk to Mr. Ross after these games, right, at some point?
Talk with right after, because the coach has got to do his press conference.
Yeah, but I'm saying at some point, like, yeah, Chris has to, you know, hey, Mr. Ross, this is what happened.
So I'll be honest with you, man. Now I'm hoping George Perez or Tom Garfinkel, who spent a lot of time with Stephen Ross, go, hey, I know you just wrote that note. It was like yesterday. You wrote the note after the Jets game, and everybody's good, and everybody's like, what are you thinking here? That's what we get from all that time to get prepared for that first game. Get off to the good start. Win that first game on the road. Feel good. And not only did you lose, but you got pounded. You got beat. I mean, some of these numbers go back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. Bad numbers. I mean, how can a Miami Dolphin offense, with the amount of money you're spending on the offensive side of the ball, and the amount of money you're spending on a coaching staff on the offensive side of the ball, how in the F can you have 40-something yards of offense? How can you have 43 yards in the first half? How can that happen?
Because you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You haven't changed anything. What changed from the Dolphins' offensive approach? They were so bad on offense the end of last season. What changed?
I don't even know what we run for. I didn't even look to see. We're going to work on that running game a little bit. And
where's Ollie Gordon, by
12 for 78. And yeah,
I was waiting for
Ollie Gordon. Oh, yeah, Ollie Gordon at 10-plus carries, 2 for 4.
You told me. He was going to.
I thought he was.
My fantasy team thanks you.
I'm not, by the way, I'm not.
Look, you're out of the fantasy business now?
A-chan is, I've never been in it, but A-chan is, had a good game. 7 carries, though, 55 yards.
78 total.
Just not good stuff. Anyway, besides all of that, I mean, just the fundamentals of the game, it was everything. It was mistakes that high schools don't make. 12 guys in a huddle.
Running into the kicker.
You've been told forever he can't run into the kicker, and, you know,
that's a college mistake, came, right? Came you don't see that a lot in the pros.
Poncho. We had a holding call on, what, like 2nd and 1,000 yards to get holding on their secondary, and that gives them a first down. It was just a lot of really, really bad numbers.
Do you get any vibe here with the relationship between Tua and the receivers? It just seems like there's just nothing,
there,
man.
That's a great – that's a –
someone brought it up. I mean, it just –
that is – whoever brought that up, if you didn't come up and that's somebody else, that's a good one. I wonder about that too.
Is there anything there? I got to tell you, and I know it comes out when they lose and the guy stinks, but this whole, like, I'm going to live in a bubble in my house and never come out and never do anything with anyone.
I heard that yesterday.
So sick of the dopey personality quarterbacks. Like, we had Ryan Tannehill for 7 years, and now you got this guy. Like, it just, it starts to wear on you, man.
All I know is Tua needs to, when he starts doing we and the captain thing and leadership, those interceptions and the way he played, that's not – you got to play better, man. You're the quarterback, and you're making a shitload of money. You need to play better, brother. And I know it wasn't perfect in front of you. I know you took some big hits. You need to play better. You need to play better.
I don't know that he can, though. That's the problem.
But let me get the second part is what you brought up, so I'm not bouncing around here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like – Tua, it's your job. Like Malik, Tyreek, and Jalen, you need, especially those three guys, you need to spend time. You can, all that stuff about it's not acceptable with our team and all that, okay, we're past that. You better build up that relationship. And by the way, if there's a group that need to stay together, those guys, I know they're a little banged up. Both wide receivers are banged up. They need to start getting some full speed work in practice. That's what I saw. I see some, like, those guys going through all the camp healthy and all that stuff. I just think you guys need to get back to full speed. You just can't show up on game day. Tyreek's run around yesterday like he runs about a 10 flat 100 meter. I've never seen a guy run faster warming up yesterday. He came out early and was running, he ran four or five routes at like he was running at that friggin' track meet out in California. But you got to do that in practice. He's got to see all that stuff. And the same with all those guys. But I don't know. That's a great, by the way, it's a great question because I don't know for sure. I know Jalen and Tua have been together for a long time going back to Alabama. But
even like you watch Aaron Rodgers, it seems like his receivers like him, like there seems to be, right?
That's not true. One guy did not like him last year, made it pretty clear.
Yeah,
Garrett Wilson,
but the guys,
did not
I'm
like
telling
him.
You, the guys he's playing with yesterday seemed like they liked him. I don't know.
Oh, no, I agree with you. No, I agree. No, I'm with that.
And his personality sucks, but at least he's out there. At least he's, you know, doesn't live in a bubble.
I just read an article that Aaron Rodgers and his other receiver last year, Davante Adams, when they got to be so buddy-ish, a lot of the other guys –
yeah,
start spending too much time with 1B and not enough with 1A, look like a little salty. I think part of that message from Aaron yesterday was for Garrett Wilson. I don't know what kind of game he had.
I also think that thing went very south last year, too, so it was kind of, you know.
All right. We left anything out today? I mean, they're not changing, by the way. Whatever that Woody stuff was, and for those of you that text in, you're right on the money.
Don't say they're not. If they get blown out by New England.
Yeah, let me hear this again. Then finish it.
Well, let's see. Okay.
See what?
Before you say nothing's changing.
Tua's not getting benched after
if
the second game.
If they get blown out by New England at home, you don't think anything changes?
You think Tua's getting benched?
You think.
Well, wait. You told me Tua's getting benched. Now you're backtracking.
I didn't say he's going to. I said I think he should.
Oh, you're all over the board.
If they
all
get
right.
blown out at home by New England.
Ain't changing.
They're going to lose to Buffalo, I would assume.
He's not making
Buffalo
any.
Buffalo looked okay last night.
He's not making any big changes on the team after two games.
Might not be his call.
He's going to go
then,
back.
It might not
gonna,
be his call
still going to be his call. Two games. Think the owner's going to come in and fire him after two games?
How much longer would you give it?
I'd give it halfway through the season. Maybe. Some say he might not last night. Some people think. After this run, AFC East games, but Woody.
Let me ask you this, though, Joe. Do you believe that he's lost the team?
No.
You think those guys go out there and play for him still?
I do. I think as long as he's got those captain guys on his side.
I don't know. At least maybe we were watching different games, but.
I'm not saying he played Woody. That
they
game.
Just don't seem to respond.
Woody, we talked about this morning. They were so bad, it looked like the effort sucked. They were that bad. I told you that. It looked like it. I'm with you. It looked
just
like
doesn't seem like they play for him, like they respond to him, and that's sad. I mean, it sucks.
They just didn't look prepared.
No,
they. I mean, that's a different category. But anyway,
there you go. Prepared, emotional,
I don't know,
heart,
I don't know.
Any of that.
Whatever. Whatever. You're bouncing on me. Stop bouncing. You feel like a basketball today. Hey, I got more stuff to get to here as we continue on here. Techniques, fundamental, tackling. How about that's a new one? Overrunning tackles yesterday. Had not heard that one. I knew there was one. Overrunning tackles out in the flats. How many times have we see guys running out there and the guy catch it, stop, and go back underneath and not get touched? That was a new one.
How'd you do on the call of that thing yesterday? I wish I'd go back and listen to that thing. How'd you do on that?
Probably not great. Probably not great.
Tough time making it through?
I don't know. I don't know. How'd you do with your game? How'd you do with that blowout?
Not well.
All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about something very important here today that's for a lot of guys out there going through hard times. And I don't mean after a loss, like my brother-in-laws are hurting. And I might be hurting a little bit today. I'll be back to normal tomorrow. But Recovery Unplugged, Dr. Barry and his staff over there just do such a great job. They really do. We're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health, which a lot of guys, it's normal, man. We go through a lot of highs and lows in life. Things spring up. People leave you. You lose jobs. You go into the tank a little bit. I just want to let you know, if you're going through it, Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program for you in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team, innovative treatments, and this ketamine treatment therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma is fantastic. If you or someone you know needs some help right now, needs some winning strategies, we like to say, call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Miami's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think in the National Football League, when you're minus three plus a turnover on downs, you run into the kicker, you across the board, that's not a formula. And so that formula is for failure and nothing else. And I think, you know, there was a lot of preparation for week one. And I don't think it looked it. What does that mean? That means that guys let week one and the bells and whistles of the season starting get the best of them. My job is to prevent that. You know, I did my best, not good enough. So you have 2 games in 11 days, and that's what you do with it. The National Football League teaches tough lessons. You know, I think we're a much better team than we played today, or than we displayed today, but that doesn't matter either. You know, you have to play good football. So when you play bad football, you have, 20 minutes less of time of possession. You don't take the ball away. You don't put them in the offense in negative situations. You don't take care of the ball. You know, it's a young team having to learn some very hard lessons, and that's what the league's about. It's all about the ebbs and flows. You can't overcook a success and you can't overcook a failure. You have to continue to learn from things and look at the tape, and it will be a very, very critical day tomorrow to be accountable so that we can with absolute certainty learn from it. Otherwise, you just sit in this, and I don't think that's an option. So we got 2 games in 11 days, no time to sulk. But yes, it was not the way I think our team wanted things to go, for sure, and they got some strong humility today.
It's going to be a critical day of accountability. I'd like to be a fly on the wall, Woody. That makes probably 2 flies. You and I like to sit there and hear and fly around a little bit and hear what that means.
I'm just curious. Do you guys ever get your ass kicked like that?
Yeah.
You played? That, I mean, that badly?
We did.
What did those go like? What was that like?
We played the New England Patriots one day, and they hammered us up there. And we had a good team, but we got this day, they pounded us. I want to say going back to Steve Grogan days, and they beat us up. And Shoes, of all parts of the team, they had a whole bunch, like 3 or 4 of the guys in the secondary were all pro bowlers. The Patriots had really good – that was one of the best teams that went nowhere. The New England Patriots had really, really good players at that time. And he was mad about separation with their corners, that our receivers didn't hold on the ball and got their ass kicked. That was the thing. And he – listen, man, I hate bringing these up. You get me to do this, and it just –
I just like the old stories
because I know
it's
so,
not happening over there today.
So I got to like tell you this, and Bo and I, and we talk at dinner. And
how's 7-0 Bo holding up?
He's not doing well.
No.
OJ McDuffie, not doing well.
I could imagine.
They friggin' care more than some of these players care. Anyway.
It sure seems that way,
by the way. And I'm not too far off, man. No, I'm not too far off. But for guys that played with them, we'll know, for a few guys out there that live in town, he would have team meetings and put the projector on back then, and he had the projector and he controlled it with that little marker thing that he could slide, put up there, and it put a mark on the play and the person, and he could run it back and forth, and Shoes was really good with that thing, and critique. Sometimes in sarcasm, sometimes just mean-spirited, but he got his point across. What are you supposed to do here? I mean, he had notes down, obviously. He went through everything. The guy was, like, over-prepared. And, what's that you're supposed to do here? And you're looking at something different, like the guy kind of drops the ball, the guy got hit and dropped the ball, and he goes, you clear out. And you run that safety out of the middle of the field with your guy coming in behind him, your partner back there that you're sitting next to is wide open. You know, so, like, it was just constant accountability, and it's very, It gets your attention. I was going to say humiliating. It gets your attention when somebody calls you out and does it in front of all your teammates so they know. Like, there's not going to be any secrets on this team. Bo, what was this pass rush? Why are you going inside when you're supposed to be outside? What are you doing? Who's now you went inside to make this great play. Who's outside? Who's containment? You are. So how's that? The guy just ran 40 yards for a touchdown. Can you imagine that going on for an hour and a half? And you see guys, you're being called out with the other guys right there next to you. So you're just like, you got your head down going. And you know your play's coming, right? You go, oh, shit. Now my play's coming up. I didn't say it. Sound like I said it. I just think, I think a little bit of that's okay. I think a little bit of somebody calling you out is okay. And everybody's got a different style. Maybe Mike's style is, but to prepare that long for a game and look that bad, it's just really, and I know it's only one game, you got 16 left. It's just really hard to understand. It's just really, really hard with all these competitive games. And somebody would have told me a week ago, hey, by the way, Joe, you're way off. The Dolphins are going to be the one team that gets blown out in week one. Everybody else is going to be in fairly close games but you. You're going to lose by four scores. You're going to get the what? No way. Daniel Jones, no way. That secondary, that defense, 29, they didn't improve that many. They didn't add that many guys to that defense. And then you got to give them credit with their coordinators and their game plans on both sides of the ball. They did a better job than our guys. They did a better job than our guys. A lot better. The Lou Anarumo game plan, I want to hear somebody tell me that wasn't, how about that guy coming in? They let him go in Cincinnati, goes fine. Gets a job in Indy like within hours. And he goes, I'm going to dial up. Hey, Lou, that's the thing you're known for, man. You dial up all kinds of crazy-ass stuff that works. That sound, that didn't give up big plays, and got a lot of pressure, and gave Tua one of the worst games he could play. Awful. Awful games. Just bad. Bad all the way around. It was. Late on throws outside. Too high on a crossing route to start the game. Just not good enough to the very end of the game when they loosened up a little bit and played back. And they did at the end of the game. They let it up a little bit. And said, let's just keep it in front of us here. So anyway, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here, man. I think we've hit a lot of stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you were feeling a little down, I got home in the second quarter from the flight. And I gave up on Josh. I gave up on Josh Allen. I gave up on him thinking, well, they can't stop the run. Derrick Henry was running all over. It looked like a track meet. And guys, by the way, the effort from Buffalo trying to tackle him didn't look very good. And I went, he's going to run for 200 yards, and they're going to pound the Bills. And I woke up this morning, and friggin' Josh Allen scored like 16 points in the last 4 minutes, 22 points in the fourth quarter, and looked like a friggin' MVP. His numbers in that fourth quarter were just ridiculous. What a comeback. Anyway, we'll see them Thursday night, week from Thursday, Woody. We'll see those guys up there in Buffalo. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Love talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the man always trying to get you a mortgage, get you the best rates, and is there for you to get it done about half the time of the big banks. Has no life. He's always working, and the thing that he does, he doesn't understand why everybody doesn't do it. He works 7 days a week. So you can get the process started on a weekend. Found a place you like, get you qualified, get you rolling, get all the paperwork done. And especially for a first-time home buyer, you're set. You know what amount of money you can spend. You go out and get the house you want. Hey, these are some of the things Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does so well. Great. Self-employed. You've been declined by the banks. Don't worry. Michael Kotze's going to take good care of you. He's got a program for you. Fixed rates in the fives right now. He wants to let you know. And listen, some other great programs I want to tell you about. He's got a program for seniors, 62 or older. You own your own home. He can convert your home equity into money. And that's a popular one down here right now. You could use all that equity, paid that house off years ago, sitting there. The value just keeps going up. You got a whole bunch of money right there in that house. You'll never have to pay back. Does that sound good to you? Let Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage help you out. It's got some great programs. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. Saying a lot of good things about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage and all the different things he can do for you. Hey, check him out. Call 561-441-2730. 30-plus years of experience right here in South Florida. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. David without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.